escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm sure we're going to get the returns here on what Green Bay is sending back to Dallas. What I will say is I guarantee you in the press conference where Jerry talks about why they traded Micah Parsons, he references Herschel Walker at least three times. And maybe that might, if we set the over at 2.5 times, it might not be a high enough over.
$47 million per year. So that is more on an average annual basis than Patrick Mahomes makes. I mean, it's obviously the highest non-quarterback in the league, but that's insane money. It's funny, earlier we were talking like, oh, maybe 42. Is that kind of the ballpark that he wants? Because it was reported he turned down the $40.5 million per year value that they'd offered him previously in like June. And so that's an incredibly large amount of money. And Browns take on the Packers in week 3, Nick.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Can somebody alert Joe Flacco? You might want to call in sick that week.
Imagine being a Dallas sports fan. You have Luka Doncic traded at 26 years old in his prime, and now you have Micah Parsons traded also in his prime. It is a wild set of circumstances.
This one hurts worse for them, right?
What's the Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's always going to be bigger than whatever the Mavericks are.
Which is wild because Luke is a top 5 player.
Luke is legitimately awesome, and they were just in the NBA Finals the year prior. Like, there's so many reasons why Luke should matter more, but it's the star. It's Jerry's world. It's the Cowboys.
So what does this do for Green Bay as like a championship? Like, does this put them number one with a bullet in the NFC?
Because that's the other interesting thing about this is that the Cowboys traded with the Packers, a team that even just a couple years ago knocked them out. Remember Jordan Love at the 4th highest passer rating in NFL history in that game and was awesome and knocked out the Cowboys in that playoff round. But like, there's so much history between the two teams. It's insane. But you'd think this trade would be to an AFC team at best, but they traded inter-conference. And I don't know that it puts the Packers in the driver's seat, but it was already a good Packers team. Micah Parsons makes them near great.
To me, this is like when Saquon went to Philly.
It's the same thing, essentially. Like, I mean, it's a little different because that's interdivision.
I just mean in terms of impact.
But yeah, that,
like Saquon made the Eagles good enough to beat Pat Mahomes. This is one of the three best defensive players in the NFL.
But the difference there is that with Saquon, it was actually a free agency move. Like, the decision wasn't in part, no, it was in part of the Giants because they decided not to keep him on the roster and pay him the money. But it wasn't as if they said, let's do a deal directly with the Eagles and send him there. This is Jerry saying, we are doing a deal directly with you, Green Bay, in order to get this done. I would imagine the price tag has got to be somewhere in the area code of 2 firsts.
I think at least, right?
I'm dying to find out. I'd love any minute from now for us to get an update and find out exactly what that is. $47 million per year. And because of the cap ramifications for this season, you had to have about $23 million or so in open cap space to even make this deal possible, which means there was about six teams in total. The Lions were one of them, by the way. They should have been involved in this, but there's about six teams in total that had a chance to even get after him, and the Packers got it done.
JP Acosta of CBS Sports just tweeted, Jerry Jones will not see heaven, which I think is maybe the funniest of all the tweets about this trade. Of all the things that Jerry's guilty of, the St. Peter's going to have the biggest problem with the Micah Parsons deal. Matt Schneidman, who I believe is Green Bay Packers beat writer for The Athletic, saying the Packers are trading at least two first-rounders to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. Is there any price tag? As we're doing this in real time, if you guys are just joining us, Micah Parsons has been traded to the Green Bay Packers a week before the regular season starts. And the latest report is at least two first rounders. I will ask you, is there any price that comes back that lessens your judgment of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I don't think so.
So this to me is different than the Miles thing, because Micah is, what, 25, 26 years old. Also, he only wanted to leave because of how bad the contractual negotiations got. As opposed to, he had an ethical issue with how the organization was run as it pertains to winning and losing and trying to win and quarterbacks and all that. Like, this was not like Myles Garrett immediately facilitates a massive rebuild, right? No. This is a team in Dallas who absolutely has a chance to still be competitive. And because you have Dak Prescott and Micah, anytime you have those two guys healthy, you have a chance to do something in the playoffs. Now no more.
Well, they were set up to be a pretty bad team this year, all things considered. There wasn't a lot of faith in the Cowboys being that good of a team.
You have Micah Parsons, you have a chance.
Well, you'd say with Myles Garrett, you have a chance, and there's a lot, and you're three-win Wilson, so I would debate that one.
You walk that back. That's not how we use three-win Wilson.
That's how we use three-win Wilson. That's exactly the right way to use three-win Wilson. So it's a surprise it actually went down. But the I guess the Packers fans doing their flight trackers for the previous 48 hours, they weren't wrong.
By the way, Ian Rappaport, and this is the kind of real get down to the bottom of this that makes him such a human being. It's possible there is additional compensation, potentially a player, but the deal is done and agreed to, Micah Parsons to the Packers.
What is Miles' thought to this?
I maybe should have held out longer.
I could have got more money easily.
No, I should have held out longer. I could have gotten traded. By the way, this totally throws to everybody who says NFL players don't have leverage. Please see Micah Parsons. Now, granted, you're dealing with the all-time wild card in Jerry Jones. We actually have a holdout that and a trade request that has ended in a trade.
I know, we just had so many that went in opposite of the NFL players having leverage this year that I don't think this is going to tip the scales in the reverse direction.
Oh my God.
Maybe the idea that it was Jerry is the only way, and we have to look at Jerry just differently than the 31 other owners.
When do you think that Jera decided to go from, hey, it's the Dallas soap opera and this is just how we do things here, to it's the Dallas soap opera and I haven't run the franchise into the ditch in about 10 years. When do you think that the switch was flipped there?
I'm not sure. I just know one of my good friends that I text daily. He's a big Dallas Cowboys fan. He lives in Dallas. And around some point yesterday, he started shifting all the conversations to, well, he's not good after October anyway. And I was like, oh no, this is actually getting serious. I've been through this. They're getting to the acceptance stage of this deal, and it hasn't even gone through yet.
I'm going to tell you right now, if it is just two first round picks, I'm going to have to use the D word with Jerry. Dumb. Just so we're clear. The other D word totally makes sense for Jerry, but he kind of likes that because I think he knows he's won. If you only get two first-round picks for a player that you should have signed 6 months ago to either the same deal or slightly cheaper deal in the prime of his career, I mean, this is, I don't know there's defending Jerry Jones, especially because those picks are going to be very likely to be the picks in the 20s or maybe even pick 32.
It's just interesting. We finally did get one done, though. Like, Hendrickson got his deal, but it was not to what he wanted, anywhere close to what he wanted. Miles got his deal. Say what you want about that. TJ Watt got his deal. Max Crosby got his. All these guys just ended up getting deals, staying with the same team. And then Micah took it as long as he needed to. And he got out.
Do you know who I actually would love to hear from in this after watching the Dallas documentary on Netflix?
Micah's retweeted it already, by the way. He's already excited for this.
He does have a he's got a statement that's out there
Doesn't
as well.
Doesn't he have a podcast? He's got to fire that thing up tonight.
I mean, today, now.
Why not?
If he went live,
he should have a podcast already locked and loaded, ready to go.
He will not make
the
Taylor
trade
Swift
podcast.
He won't make Taylor Swift numbers. Might come in just shy of that, though.
Wouldn't that be wild if he had recorded a podcast about him going to the Packers already, and then he actually stayed with the Cowboys?
Oh, you got to be live. You got to give the full emotion of this.
Someone's failing him not being live right now.
I would love to hear, and we're still waiting on the trade package here again. Micah Parsons has been traded from the Cowboys to the Packers. One report says at least 2 first-round picks. I would love to hear Troy Aikman's take on this, because Troy Aikman said, yeah, I had concussions, but I retired because Jerry and I didn't see eye to eye because he wasn't doing everything that he could to win. Like the Jerry Jones that sold his soul, that fired Tom Landry, the Jerry Jones that sold his soul, hired his friend, then wrecked that friendship, the Jerry Jones that made the gutsiest move in NFL history at that point, which was trading Herschel Walker, the only good football player they had at the time, that guy, well, and by the way, bought a franchise that lost money until like 7 years in, He says. That guy clearly does not exist, because that guy would never make this move. Not a prime defensive player in the middle of his career.
I mean, we talked about the Luka side of this, the Luka and Micah Parsons both being moved, and I'm curious to find out if the reaction by Cowboys fans are anything close to it, because I don't think it will be.
Because I think they've had time to basically side with
Dallas. The Luka had a big shock element to it all.
Ooh, I think this is shocking.
I mean, we talked about this. We did talk about the possibility of this for a long time leading up to it.
That's fair, but none of us actually thought it was possible.
No, we didn't, but there still is the idea that no one had considered Luka being traded.
All right, Matt.
Literally nobody.
So Tom Pelissero adding in here as well that it is 2 first-round picks and a player in the deal. The player's not known yet.
It says a frontline player, according to Schefter, whatever that means. Does that just mean a...
going to be like a... sneaky up-and-coming backup linebacker. I mean, 2 first-rounders and a player. Jerry's just never going to win a championship. He's never going to do it again.
Well, he wasn't doing it this year anyway.
Yeah, but see, I think the point is, like, when you have... We start to look at... You've got a front-line corner in Trevon Diggs. You've got a front-line pass rusher in Micah Parsons. You got a front-line quarterback in Dak Prescott. You got a front-line wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb. Like... You got 4 of the 5 cornerstone positions in the NFL right there, and your best player, who you didn't have to deal, who a week ago, 14 minutes ago, I didn't think you would deal, you get for 2 firsts and a player? Who's the player? Like, okay, it's not going to be Jordan Love. Who's the player on Green Bay that makes this okay, or that makes you go, oh, well... It's not great, but that's a good player.
I'm not sure. Again, Dallas is not... I don't think Dallas is trying to be like mega competitive this year. They just you have Dak, so you're always going to be in the photo, but they have one of the worst running back situations in the NFL. Their offensive line isn't anything close to what it had been a half decade ago. You have a first-year head coach that nobody has any confidence in or even knows if they can do the job. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark is the deal. It's 2 first-rounders and defensive tackle Kenny Clark.
Okay. All right. Kenny Clark's a nice player. Yep. Not Micah Parsons.
You wanted to say mean things about Kenny Clark there.
No, he's 29.
Which is funny, though. I was.
You traded for an older player who had a sack last year.
No, he's fine. Again, that's not what I consider to be an impact player.
He's had more than...
He's a former first rounder, was not particularly good last year in any sort of... Basically, any metric you can come up with.
Oof. 216-474-0092. What shakes up the NFL, shakes up the NFC. What is your reaction to Micah Parsons getting traded Dallas to Green Bay for 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark? The lead brought to you by Slater and Zers. Experience you need, results you want. When we come back, we'll continue on the Micah Parsons reaction and talk about the what if in the sequencing of quarterbacks this year in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And putting the kibosh on the Micah Parsons trade, or are you sending Micah to Green Bay and putting the kibosh on the Luka trade?
I think they stopped the Luka trade only because the Luka trade was just so damning to anything basketball related in Dallas ever happening for at least a stretch here. At least with Micah Parsons, you can justify it to an extent, right? You never want to get rid of a Micah Parsons. That's obviously not great. But they paid a bunch of money to CeeDee Lamb. They paid a bunch of money to Dak Prescott. They had a bunch of money already on their books. And now people in Dallas are like, is this the Arch Manning play is what this is? Now they're going to go ahead and try to tank. You get the two first-round picks, and then you just make a long-term play out of all this. Maybe that's what they're doing. But there's ways you can wrap your head around it. But you can't really do that with Luka.
That's mental gymnastics to me. That is trying to make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. That franchise is done for the next 3 years.
No, but that's part of the point,
by the way,
I think.
Brian Schottenheimer just got fired.
Okay, but Dallas, the Mavericks are dead for the next 20 years, though, is the difference. It's a top three basketball player in the sport.
I think if you said to Dallas fans, Dallas, the Mavericks can be dead for the next 20 years, or the Cowboys can be DOA for the next 3 years, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're going to take the 20 years of misery for the Dallas Mavericks.
No, but that's playing with the assumption that they are just DOA for the next 3 years in general. And it doesn't look good, but it didn't look good before this trade with Micah anyway.
I think
Micah and this team they weren't projected to win a bunch of games this year as is.
Yeah, but I don't think Jerry's also the guy that's then going to go in the tank. Meaning, I think the most likely thing that happens out of this is that you end up being somewhere from a 6-9 win team for the next 3 years, which means you're not going to sniff anywhere near Arch Manning.
Okay, but the sad part about that, and maybe this is reflective more of pass rushers in general in the NFL, is that you were probably going to be a 6-9 win team anyway this upcoming season. Like, that, your mark was going to be around there as is. Like the difference between this isn't trading Patrick Mahomes, and Luka is the basketball equivalent of if you were to trade. Maybe not Patrick Mahomes, but definitely someone like Joe Burrow.
All right. Do they trade Dak at the deadline if they're no good this year? Because Dak's coming up. I think he's within a year of the next contract extension, right? He's 32. He just turned 32, in fact.
He got the extension last year before the opened.
Right. They paid him a bunch of money.
They can't trade him.
That's the thing. They've given out so much big money to so many different players.
This is now, I mean, again, I think for part Cowboys of their fans, it's not funny. But it is funny. It is.
But I think that is part of their resistance to all this in general when it just comes to the idea that like even just paying someone like the money that Micah just got, $47 million. Like I joked, it's more than Patrick Mahomes. It's more than Patrick Mahomes. It's the 12th highest contract in the sport. You know how many quarterbacks you got to leap for that?
So we'll pay the 11th best. No, I'm not going to do that because I think Dak is underrated. We're going to pay the 7th best quarterback $50 million a year. We're going to pay CeeDee Lamb, who's not top five as a wide receiver, but he's somewhere just outside
that. Very close.
We're going to pay every offensive lineman you've ever and never heard of. I believe they paid Trevon Diggs to this point. I don't think they paid Deron Bland yet.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't know if he's ready for that, but we draw the line at top three pass rushers in the NFL.
I mean, it does in many ways. I can't even look up the Cowboys contracts because too many people are on the website trying to look up the Cowboys contracts
right now. Crash. It's
got, I got a 502 bad gateway on it. I can't even get to where the contracts are.
But Jerry couldn't get the 502 bad gateway on sending push on this deal.
But it's true though. Like that at some point you do have to draw a line. Now I'm with you. I'd rather pay Micah than not. But this is how they're looking at it. Clearly, this is how they're looking at it. $47 million was too rich for their blood. That's why, I mean, Jerry offered him $40.5 million. That was a legit offer that he had on the table.
Yeah, but 47. I'm sorry. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. If the Packers are willing to pay him $47 million a
year,
Jerry
should as well. I'm not negotiating whether or not he's not worth it or not worth it. But for the Cowboys,
if somebody else is willing to do it, you should be able to do it too.
No, that's not true. In the Deshaun Watson contract, we learned just because a bad team makes a bad decision doesn't mean that's truly the price that you have to pay.
Yeah, the Deshaun was bad on a lot of levels. There's none of that with Micah.
And there are NFL teams that use that as an excuse. And they use the Deshaun contract as part of the reason why. They also tried using the Myles Garrett contract as a reason for why that wasn't worth the price either. Just because one team will hand it out doesn't mean that has to be the going rate.
Yeah,
they looked at the Browns in both those cases as just being dumb and just pushed us aside.
But the reason why the Browns deal was dumb is he hadn't played football in over 700 days, and he was facing a suspension, and he was being sued and charged and accused of 20-some plus counts of sexual assault.
Right, but if you wanted to use your initial logic on that, but your initial logic is faulty for those reasons.
No, I think the faulty thing is holding up the Deshaun deal as a reason to not pay one of the three best pass
rushers. No, it's just highlighting that just because one team gives out a big-time contract doesn't mean that is like the standard rate that every team should have to pay. Like, some teams do look at it like just because one team will pay that much money doesn't make it the right financial move. It just means that team's overpaying,
and they think
that team is stupid.
And I think in this specific case, Jerry's talking out his ass if that's what he's saying. Real quick, Matt Schneidman. Now, again, we talked about Browns-Packers Week 3. Let us not forget, the next week, Packers at Cowboys, Sunday Night Football in Week 4. Mm-hmm. Jerry was just thinking about the TV ratings, guys. Maybe he's been looking. Sunday Night Football hadn't had a marquee matchup. That's where this one goes.
I mean, they're not gonna be good. I know there's no other way to put it.
The NFL is the greatest drug on the planet. Can we just say it?
How about the NFC North?
I mean,
we just look at them for a second.
If you are Detroit or Minnesota,
Chicago too, throw them in the mix. Like, it is, that is the best division in sports.
Caleb,
it's not even close.
By the way, Jerry just gifted Micah Parsons 6 sacks a year going up against Caleb Williams holding on to the ball too damn long.
He was sacked 68 times last season.
Might as well be 74
they did
now.
They upgraded the offensive line. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck with that, sir.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm not betting on it going well. I'm just saying we'll see how it goes.
It'll go well against other teams. It just won't go well against Micah.
But that is unquestionably the best division in sports. I mean, you can make an argument before the Micah Parsons deal it was. The interesting part about the Packers is that the Packers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, like, they have a lot of really good players. They don't have a lot of standout players. There's a lot of really good on this roster, and they were missing that great on the roster, and now they have the great.
Do you know who fumbled the bag in the biggest way?
There's like no
way?
Holes on any part of this roster, though. It's incredible.
Do you know who fumbled the bag in the biggest way? It is Detroit.
Well, yeah, Detroit was, if I'm a Detroit Lions fan today, I'm livid that this is how this goes down. Well, not only do you lose out on the opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, he goes to the rival that you have.
Two first rounders in a defensive lineman that isn't Aiden Hutchinson, or a good defensive player that isn't Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not attainable? And by the way, if you're
it's
Detroit,
very attainable.
How do you not give up two first rounders and a second to sweeten the pot? Like, how do you get here?
I mean, I would wonder though if the Bills had known this was the price the entire time, they would have been very involved in making this deal done 3 months ago.
I mean, if any team gets caught with their pants down on this one, it's on you. It is. If the Lions didn't know
that
this was
serious,
they went
out and got Bosa, and then they took themselves away from all other considerations. But like they, yeah.
But think about it.
Bills got to be kicking themselves.
Let everybody, maybe no, even Kansas City. I'm talking about every team that has a chance to win a championship this year, they just fumbled the bag. If you didn't at least call in and say, what's the price?
Meanwhile, Kay Adams tweets out an interview with her and Jordan Love, and that's enough to go ahead and spearhead this whole entire thing.
Is she the new trademaker?
Yeah, where Jordan Love
is
like,
she's the Maverick Carter.
Jordan Love's like, oh, I've been recruited. I've been recruiting Micah Parsons. And then it feels like that's what got everything and all the wheels in motion.
Was this the trainer's table? Was the trainer's table and him taking a nap during a crappy preseason game? Was that just too much for Jera? Oh, man.
That can never be too much for Jera.
Oh, my God. I think Kay Adams might also have just taken a victory
lap.
She
tweeted undeniable.
On social media.
Which is a great tweet on that.
Also a go pack go. Well done. You know what, Kay Adams? That's the way we do this. Respect. This moment has sort of been made about you, and you're leaning into it, and this is why you are making. Is she with Amazon now? What's the... She's making a butt ton of money.
I think it's FanDuel, isn't it?
Yes, fellow FanDueler.
That's
Nick,
right.
Well, it's Kay Adams and then Nick Wilson.
Like, this is like the John Fanta podcast all over again.
Yeah, it's the John Fanta podcast with Nick Wilson.
It's the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Limelight.
But in this case, the with Nick Wilson is implied, much like on his own show. 216-474-0092.
I mean, correct it, guys. That's all I say.
Spot the lie.
That's all I say.
Hey, listen, when you have a brand name like Afternoon Drive, you got to keep it.
Hey,
Bay Packers.
I want you to stay
Dallas Cowboys.
Guy with backwards hat on YouTube forever, okay?
That's true.
That's what I want
for
you.
That's true. I'm like the man in the yellow suit. That makes Mac Curious George, by the way.
I've been watching
much
Curious George. My daughter's obsessed with it.
You're loving it?
There's so many seasons.
Yeah, there really are.
Everything else is like 3 seasons, 4 seasons, 5 seasons. I see there's 10 seasons, and I have not been able to scroll down to see how many there actually are. I think it's infinity.
I've got like 7 DVDs seasons that I should just give you.
I don't need them. I got a whole Disney collection.
You know, we had to stop showing my oldest, Curious George, because she started talking like a monkey. She was not using her words, and she was just... We're like, whoa. Yellow. Say the word yellow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, she's...
I like that in 2025. You're like, I got some DVDs I can give you. Thanks.
I also have a couple Betamax that I got for
right
you.
Right there with my CD-ROMs.
Right there. Some floppy disks.
Hey, we're having fun.
You ever heard of Pac-Man? Not Pac-Man Jones. Oh, my gosh. This is... Thank you, Jerry. You know what? Let's just say it. Dumbest thing you've done in a long time. You, sir, are a first-class comedy character and jackass of the highest... But thank you, Jera. This is... I'm going to go back to what I said just a few minutes ago. And if you're just joining us, Micah Parsons has been traded to the Packers. He's going to make $47 million a year for the next 4 years there. And the Dallas Cowboys got back 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark. I will go back and say it. Moments like this, where a show in Cleveland has talked about Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers, two teams that we do not talk a lot about, being an AFC town. We've now been talking about it for 35 minutes. We've blown out the lead, was basically the reaction to this, proves that the NFL cannot be, when the NFL is what it is at its best, which is undeniable, it is unpredictable, and you've got a bunch of billionaires doing a lot of really funny, goofy stuff, there is no greater amount of drugs on the planet than just watching the NFL happen on any given time.
It's just wild. I can't believe we actually got here. I just didn't think we ever. I didn't think we would. I just thought it was always Jerry's games. But Jerry is kind of like Lee Corso. We're like, hey, maybe someone needs to step in here. Maybe
what did you say they needed to do to?
Well, his family
the other day.
His family needs to step in and just take him off TV.
Okay, that's not the exact phrasing you used. I don't believe.
Stephen Jones needs to step in and say, "All right, Dad. All right.
Oh,
it's been fun. We're done here.
If we haven't noticed the subtle shift in Stephen Jones is like." He's gone from like, I'm just my dad's son, to now he's like, he's trying to walk and talk like Jerry. If we haven't noticed the Machiavellian plot that is there, maybe it's more Oedipal plot that is there with Stephen Jones. It's happening in front of our very eyes.
Like, when did you know it was starting to go sideways? Well, wouldn't pay a pass rusher $47 million. Okay.
Underrated heel in all of this is Stephen Jones. This is the guy that took the draft card out of Jura's hand. When he wanted to draft Johnny Manziel with the 18th pick in the 2014 draft, he literally said, old man, we're not doing that today. Took the draft card out of his hand. You couldn't do that for Micah Bleep and Parsons?
I love, by the way, all the big talking heads that were talking about the trade. Just a quick recap here. Chris Broussard was talking about the trade, and they asked him right before the trade went down, do you think he'll get traded? And to Chris's credit, he was like, yes, I do. Other side of that, though, the playmaker was on, Michael Irvin was on ESPN, and he right before it's happening, says, I guarantee Micah Parsons is not going anywhere.
By the way.
And then, boom, a trade.
Biggest winner for this one involving Michael is this Columbia. It's going to be a rough couple months, but the gross national product of Columbia just shot through the roof, if you know what I mean.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the drug reference.
Hey, I mean, when you put it that way, it sounds tawdry.
Oh, easy, Narcos.
Yeah,
easy, easy.
Come on now.
He always mentions these references and then leaves it to me to respond. It's like, I got a lot on that.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You lived in Houston once. Come
thanks.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is there to do? 216-474-0092. You're so much closer to Columbia there. All right. What is your reaction on the Micah Parsons trade? I don't know you could have a big enough reaction. We will get to Ohio's Tate Barstool. He's going to be joining us in 5 minutes. We'll also get his take on the biggest trade in the NFL in quite some time. That's in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. As a matter of fact, we're going to get his reaction on the Micah Parsons deal. We're going to get his reaction maybe on our quarterback Deadpool that we drafted earlier today as well. You guys can actually vote on that at afternoon, 923-FAN. You know him from Barstool. You also know him as Ohio's own Ohio's Tate on the Fan Hotline there. Tate, welcome back to the show.
What's going on, boys? Good to be back. I'm making my afternoon drive myself here back to Columbus for the big game, and I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we'd love to hear this. Just because it's the news of the day, we got to ask you your thoughts on Micah Parsons going to Green Bay for $47 million a year for two first-rounders and Kenny Clark.
Listen, what is Jerry Jones doing? My office is in Chicago, surrounded by a bunch of Bears fans, bunch of NFC North guys, and everyone is just, I mean, he screwed them all over. You can't trade superstars like that. Like, I get you got to pay him, you got to work it all out, but when you have a Micah Parsons, when you have a Myles Garrett, you got to find a way to pay your guys and keep them.
Yeah, what do you think Myles' reaction to all this is?
I mean, I don't know, because he kind of bullied us into paying him big money, but Micah Parsons is getting paid and gets to go to a contender. So kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't know what this leads other superstars to do, but he got the best of both worlds with his deal.
Looks like he's going to have to request another trade here shortly. All right, Tate, let's get to, I actually want to do the quarterback Deadpool thing. So we're going to basically have a little competition here. Every week we got these quarterback big boards. We just did a draft. Each of us have drafted three college quarterbacks. And JP drafted Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, Sam Levitt. Our buddy Mac, Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Aiden Childs. And then I drafted Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. Which do you think, which of us drafted the best for the prospective number one pick in next year's draft?
I would say Nussmeier's probably my favorite to be the number one pick next year. But did you say you have Drew Aller then, and who was the last one? Carson Beck?
Yeah, I had the ninth pick. I had the last pick of the draft, so I went Carson Beck.
Okay, I was going to say that better be the last one. I'm not high on Carson Beck. I'm not sure many people are. I'm interested for our boy Drew Aller out of Medina. I mean, he hasn't – I don't know what he's done to necessarily – show everyone that the Browns should want him or that he's the best quarterback in college football, but people are telling me that's the case, and I'm cheering for the hometown kid even though he's over at Penn State.
So what's your bet if Ohio State loses this game, what do you have to do? I know you do one for each game.
Yeah, one for each game. This one, so there's a professional bull riding rodeo that travels across the country, and they're actually in Illinois Friday night after the following week. So if Ohio State loses to Texas, they have hired me on to be the rodeo clown in that bull riding event, which, boys, did you know that's dangerous?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It seems like that's not great.
Well, one of you should have texted me then, because I thought when they told me that, I thought that meant like I paint my face and like entertain the crowd. Yeah. I just learned that that means I'm the one charged getting the bulls away from the competitors.
I believe that is the job description. This could have been solved by like doing an Indeed search, by the way.
Yeah, that's on me. But also, as soon as I announced it, I got 100 DMs of videos of people paralyzed from being rodeo clowns.
Hey, it's good content, though, if it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a win-win unless I die. So,
well, yeah. Well, again, content still wins in that equation.
Yeah, I was going to say, Barstool would profit very well from that It's just you personally would suffer quite a bit, and your family too.
A Barstool funeral would probably do numbers. You're right. You're right about that.
Just thinking like Big Cat weighing you down.
Oh, see, I was thinking more Portnoy coming in full Michigan regalia, which would be like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, that would be a tough eulogy if Portnoy gave it. I'd rather have Big Cat. You're right.
By the way, I guess I should. I know you have a bet on this. What's your confidence that Ohio State's not just going to do this, but where's your confidence in them trying to repeat?
Look, I'm not being a homer here. I honestly think that Ohio State is being disrespected, especially heading into the Texas game. They talk about how Ohio State has a new quarterback and Ohio State lost everyone to the NFL draft. I feel like Texas is in a very similar boat. They're acting like Arch Manning is like a 3-year starter. The kid's thrown 90 passes in his career. And so, I don't know, Ohio State, yeah, they have to replace their defensive line, but it's not like we've got scrubs. We've got 5 stars filling in for 5 stars. So I think being at home is a huge advantage for us. I know our quarterback play is going to be a question mark, but the dude doesn't need to come out and throw for 4 touchdowns. He has the keys to the Lamborghini. He just needs to keep it on the highway. So I'm not saying that we're going to come out and smoke Texas, but it seems like the national media is really, you know, it seems like the public is heavy on Texas here, and I don't think that should be the case.
Do you like Julian saying? I imagine you do.
I like him a lot, but I'll say this. I've seen Julian in person, and I think 6'1", 210 I would take the under on both of those.
No. Ooh, that's not good.
I think the weight's more concerning than the height, but neither's good.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, he's throwing to Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Brandon Ennis, and Max Clair. He's got the best tight end room in the country, the best receiver room in the country. I'm hearing our running backs are really good, and our offensive line is going from makeshift every week at the end of last season to probably one of the strengths of our team. So whoever you throw back there is in a position to succeed. But, yeah, the one thing that concerns me about this year's Buckeye team is – I feel like last year with Will Howard, how big he was, you get into that 3rd and short, 4th and short situation, you can just trust that your 6'5 guy is going to fall forward. I don't think we have that luxury this year.
So we've discussed quite a bit that Barstool is at the heart of a big part of the conversation on Ohio State, Texas in Columbus, with the initial report being that Ohio State banned Dave Portnoy from Ohio Stadium. And then, you know, Ohio State said it was Fox. And I actually tend to agree, as an Ohio State fan, I tend to agree with Portnoy that if it was Ohio State, Ohio State might be cooked. Give us your best theory on this one.
Well, I took some heat because I took the opposite side from most of Ohio State's fan base when it initially came out. I don't think the answer is to ban him. I don't think Dave cares if he's on the sideline or not. I think he wants to be able to say he got banned, and that kind of just fuels his fire. So whether it's true or not, I know Barstool's saying one way, Ohio State's saying the other. I'd rather trot him into the stadium, you know, put him right under the banner as we unveil it, make him sit by the trophy, make him sit by Urban's other trophy. Urban might wear a 7 gold pant necklace, but I don't think the move was to ban Dave because he doesn't want to go to the games anyways. He just wants to know that, you know, he's in the heads of Ohio State and their administration.
Was Bobby Carpenter wrong in the feud that's been brewing? I'm dying to know. I don't have no idea what side you take in those type of battles.
I mean, I'm in a tough spot. I like Bobby a lot. I think one thing Bobby didn't do well is I think he's the one that said Dave didn't even graduate from Michigan. That's not true. Dave graduated from Michigan. Dave's sister graduated from Michigan. Dave's always been a Michigan guy. So, I don't know. Dave's a troll. He knows what he's doing. I would say that Ohio State probably had a little something to do because Barstool, not only is Dave on Big Noon, I don't know if he was supposed to be in the stadium, out of the stadium, whatever. I know that Barstool's college football tailgate show was supposed to go to Columbus this week and then was canceled. And so I don't really have an opinion either way, but that seems like they're saying Fox made that call. That would be interesting to me.
That is just too soft for a school that just won the damn national championship.
It's very soft.
You just can't. I hate it.
Yeah. And what precedent? I don't know how far it goes or how deep it goes, but Can you name one other person who's banned from a stadium?
No.
Michigan, is Michigan going to say, Urban, you beat us too bad, you're not going to the Big House? I don't know.
I mean, not without like streaking or something first. No, I can't think of it.
Well, with Urban.
Right.
If you just get him at like a Columbus bar, like 11 o'clock
performing
after
proctology exams,
there's a little doo-doo-doo-doo. You never know with Urban. You just never really know.
That's fair. But yeah, ultimately, I think a lot of Ohio State's fan base was, you know, on me about who cares what he thinks. Ban him. Like, who cares? I don't personally care if he goes to the game or not. I just know he doesn't want to go either. So maybe. I don't know what he was going to do if he was allowed in the stadium. It wasn't going to be that bad.
All right, before we let you go, buddy, what's the prediction for this weekend?
For the Buckeyes, first of all, I'm giving you the play of the under. I think both offenses are going to struggle against defenses with inexperienced quarterbacks. I will take Ohio State 24, and I will take Texas 20. So we will cover and win.
Great stuff, brother. Appreciate you. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, go Bucks. See you, boys.
Ohio's Tate there, at Barstool Tate on social media. He's only got 106,000 followers on X, so we got to, you know, that's literally like 10 times what I have. But, no, follow the man on social media. Very good man, very thorough. Cleveland sports fan, mm-hmm. Ohio State fan as well. We'll react to what he had to say and get to the biggest game of the weekend and maybe the season for Ohio State in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.